Really right.
Closer.
No, the lapel, it should be actually closer to your head,
Like this?
somewhere. Yeah, that's a bit better.
Looks good.
Looks good.
Oh, somebody, one of your rival groups took a
Oh, sabotage. Keep an eye if I'm dropping this. Oh, that's a set of doesn't seem very
Yeah, mine isn't
Slippery.
slipping around.
Seems slippery.
Yes, but maybe it has something here. This hand thing. Oh, they don't wanna go.
Okay.
He wants to have something.
Sorry.
What?
No.
Was that an answer?
Sorry. No, that's just sorry. No. No.
What the heck? What?
I was breaking something.
Have you changed the
I didn't.
topic?
I was trying to. I didn't have privileges to get in to update your file.
Yeah.
I actually
Yeah, I
meant
forgot
to. I
that
meant
actually.
to send the email and then
Yeah.
I just didn't get
No,
past it.
when you said at the beginning, I thought, must check
Yeah,
that
right.
you write, and then
Yeah,
I
because
missed
I
it.
forget mine as well. It's just
Yeah.
like, you know, they kind of put something in there. So yeah, I was. Yeah, that was the main thing. So as soon as that's in, it'll be ready. I was making a couple little changes as well, so those will be able to play with. Still working on the predicate topics and summary search implemented as well. So that's sort of tonight as well. So yeah, other than that, it's sort of coming along. Getting a better feel for all these white objects.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
Having that
seems a
is
little chaos.
Yeah.
I know it's like if you're going to use this stuff later on in your life, you need to spend the time to invest and learn all about them. But it's like, what's the minimum I can get
Yeah,
away with and get me what
exactly.
we need? So it's
Yeah.
like, I don't know. Unless I want to do something with this in the future.
Like parties.
Yeah.
Your PhD here.
Anyways,
There is a file in the directory called Disfor. What was it?
Is it Excel?
I think, yeah, I
Excel.
saw that and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it. Because
Oh, great.
I was trying some stuff a couple weeks ago. So that may be mine.
Doesn't start anything yet, honey.
Oh, really?
It does, it has about 3 lines of XML at the minute.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I saw it again today. I was just like, what's that? Yeah, I think it was me.
I don't know. Well,
But yeah, I'll, yeah,
do you want
that
me to move that just
Sure.
for Preston?
It just seems to me I find space, all right, doesn't matter.
Give me false impressions of what's happening.
I had lots of stuff in there yesterday.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff.
All those objects.
And then they lived there, but then I had even more stuff there yesterday. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things that were not. I needed them, they were for this time, it's all right though.
How's your quote on that? What did you actually
It's
have?
huge.
Okay.
Single
So we
page
probably
file.
won't have to worry about
Yeah.
that.
Should run the
Yeah, there's about 8 gigs on this.
Yeah, it's a
Yeah.
number of it.
This must be an order lot, I hope. It's just
Yeah,
one, isn't it?
For example. How's everything else going?
Has anyone had time to play with it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I had a play of it
Any comments?
No, it was good, really. Yeah, I liked it. Generated a lot of exceptions in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that didn't cause any problems, but it just
Do we want to
Oh.
keep that? Like, are we keeping that how that happens? It just prints everything out in the shell as well, because it does everything. It just kind of, I guess that's its default behavior
Might as
anyway, so it
well,
just
yeah, I mean,
doesn't really do anything.
yeah.
So.
The thing is that, yeah, there is, as I said a while ago, there is still this one error, which is a bundling
Oh,
thing
right.
that always generates these. I think when you left click or right click or something, I can't remember now. But if it's a real error, then it stops, so it can't.
Yeah, I didn't discover any of those, yeah. I did have a list. I prodded it to see if it breaks, like, didn't break too. I didn't play that one. Seems alright, isn't it? And the dial up screen is gonna be useful, right?
Yeah.
I was more or less just playing with the things that to do directly with what I was doing, so didn't take it for a full test try yet, but I can do that.
Yeah, we did. Is there any comments you have about just like wording or some sort of minor things?
No, it's right. And the only thing is it's not the startup screen's not too pretty, but
yeah,
one of these jobs.
At the moment as well, the whole windows are pop up are not pretty at all, but I would make them a bit nicer if I had more time, but no, it doesn't really look like that.
No, it's not the top priority.
You change your window manager, it might look a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I think it'd get better on Windows as well, actually, because Java uses the native Windows, doesn't it? So.
Actually, can we run it on Windows?
But that took me so long to place that. So I'm quite glad that it looks, not nice on one run and all this kind of.
Were you using like a GUI builder or just all from?
No, this is just.
Well, the big characterization is finished.
Okay.
Oh. I haven't updated all those object files yet, because it takes ages on the CPUs. It's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I do it here.
That's
okay. I just can't want to sit in the lab and wait half an hour.
Can you connect to your home machine from here and then start it from there?
It really speed up.
Yeah, I started using your the speaker. I don't know if you've seen that.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So it says what speakers are in which meeting, and then you can see which topics. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But it's good. Your sound's really good. It's got a good interface and easy to use.
The dialogues are all done, and they're quite amusing, some of them. But there's what I wanted to talk about dialogues was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting they are. So the first one statement is that it will, I've removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue starts with statement.
Right.
And so everybody's top dialogue statement. So I got rid of that. And then everybody, the next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. Who knows what was
it?
Back channel.
Is when I say, yeah.
Is that what that means? Oh, we'll keep that then.
Yeah.
And then the other
side.
It's kind of boring. Yeah, exactly.
It's very.
Some people don't know. There are some people who don't do that. Actually, yeah, you can see that they don't do that. And it's the bottom of their head.
They're asleep on
things. Some people have, and acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions. What else?
So which, maybe you can suggest a few that which would be interesting to list.
But that's the thing, that's what I wanted to know, whether or not we, because at the moment you can get, there's a method that will just give you the top five, or the top X, you give it a number and you give the top whatever for each person. And then each meeting knows about all the different dialogues for each person in the meeting. And the amount that occurred, and we'll give you that in top order as well, or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialogue, but you have to search on in B's and K's rather than the real words. I don't know what I'm saying. So I don't know what we want to display. That's why. That's what I'm asking.
No, if you have like a choice, so they can filter those out. The top most common, just say okay, show all or show, only.
All's like 25.
But
dialogues.
I mean, you would really care if
I don't know.
I think it'd be difficult.
Filter these out.
But it would be difficult if in the speaking characterization window we had a heading, top five dialogue acts, and then the little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are
I think we should have the global top five. Because each speaker's got a top whatever, and so just say one of the boxes just explains this is my top five dialogues
for the speaker.
For the speaker,
yeah.
And then in the meeting, you have what you can either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you can have a list of each speaker's top dialogues. either of those would do you, but it would start to take a lot of space.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Well, you could have, no, you don't need that. So, because it's a speaker window, the speaker characterization
exactly,
window comes
yeah.
up. So, you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that meeting, in global,
yeah,
top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the rest is
yeah.
obvious.
Yeah, just do top five, both global and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four maybe interesting ones,
okay.
and then
often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five jokes. One of his jokes in undergrad.
I follow those.
<ones.
laughs>
Yeah, this is good for browsing.
Yeah,
exactly. What I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
that's
what
speaker characterization
gives
me.
Exactly.
Who's the one?
I'm all
interested in
this guy
because he seems to be funny. Yeah. Speaking to the next joke. Yeah. So, is this percentage then? If you say, like, joke. For this speaker, it's percentage 20.
Yeah.
Is that the what percentage of his speech is joke, or
what percentage of the
jokes
that he makes are jokes in the meeting
yeah.
and globally, separately?
Yeah.
So once when
okay.
Yeah. I think most things are coded with a dialogue act. A lot of them are coded with Z, which means like label, so I just ignore that.
Yeah.
Which is boring. And statement, which is boring. And also, the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something, so if I quote a joke to you, they separate that, so they put the dialogue act, and then they put the dialogue, the colon, and they put that, so I just ignore any quoting, so it's
yeah.
not
okay.
really good.
Yeah. What's my real joke, anyways?
Yeah, it's somebody else's joke, so yeah. you have to be original about it.
Yeah.
So that's sort of implemented now, or is
that? Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll just finish the mic situation. But I think it's pretty much complete. So I'll do that tonight, just put it out there so you can start using it.
And when that's done, I'll just recompile the mbrowser and then just get that.
You will.
Yeah. Also, uses my part as well.
Yeah.
The insert. Yeah. Actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files?
Yeah, I was thinking that. It sort of turned out that way,
yeah.
didn't it?
Yeah, that's sort of what I was doing. Like for your stuff, do you have?
No, I just know it's called meeting and speaker.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can
change it. Yeah, I don't know at this point. You know, I'm just curious.
Oh.
Think about future stuff, maybe.
You could put it in a
package. Yeah, that's true, too. Maybe you don't
know.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference. I've never used double packages. It's in the same direction, it works, so it's not
okay.
I have one little question that I reckon should have a little icon for me.
Well, you can double click on it.
Well, no.
It's
got black on it. I know they've got an X, which is, NXT, and it's sort of a bit cheaper to use that.
Yeah,
they
would have something else. Or a little Microsoft gift like that.
No.
Want
something original. The only thing I could think of was an M.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You
yeah.
have a
big
yellow M?
What have I
seen
that before?
You'd be sued for that.
Super Saiyan Blue Project.
Yeah.
Just probably basic, just text font and just something nice, something
yeah.
solid.
I mean, there's times that we can't really put more than one character.
Anybody have any artistic talent?
MSC's in informatics.
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll make up something.
How do you add that to the to the Java program. This is just basic.
I'm not sure what I'm saying.
It's really easy. You do it in one of the whatever the main window is, you do set GIF or something, set
yeah.
pixels
yeah.
and
I know how to
so
put it there,
okay.
I'll have to import it somehow, I'm not quite sure.
I think you just give it a file name.
Yeah.
Once we'll do the other expression down.
Yeah, just
you have to remember to include that in an evaluation of how could the GIF improve your browsing.
Yes.
It's a distinctive experience.
Oh, yes.
It even has some sound when it comes on. Welcome to the meeting.
Can you get sound on this machine?
No.
Actually, have you ever managed playing sort of music on the dice machines?
No.
Okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones in, it'll just play.
If the sound card is registered to your name,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
it usually is not,
yeah.
and then you have to reboot, and sometimes it doesn't
work.
I guess that's why we have separate speech tab.
Yes.
Okay, this looks good.
Yeah.
I'm running some troubles with the email from the another package. Instead of writing it from scratch, because we just now that I haven't run it too much, but we'll see what happens
yeah.
in the next days.
And we're going to be trying to get the output from there. I don't know, still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one. Well,
yeah.
as many non-objects as we can reach me to do. Like, we were doing, like, figured that the ranking did make sense, like, to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So if we are going to look through only five of them, just pick the top five to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The search. And since that's probably what we're looking for anyways.
Thanks for trying that.
I still can't make it on TNT from
Jordan. Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, you try. If you can make it work,
well, so. Yeah, I'd be surprised it's like that, Joe.
Yeah, I didn't expect these scores to be so much, but Joe.
Yeah, it's just.
It's
a job.
It's a job. It's not anything else. It's just like.
Practical job.
In fact, it's an NXT package.
Yeah.
How do you guys find the documentation for NXT?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I have my heads that don't have any explanation to it at all.
Yeah.
So
I think
just like, right, I'll try this then.
What it does.
Yeah.
It's specifically generated by going to generate Java document. This one. So you can do that and then develop it for it.
Yeah. Well, it's still for this research.
It's good to know what methods are there
yeah.
without having to look at the source code.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So
did we have a date for when we actually want the system done?
Friday?
Today, wasn't it?
I thought
we changed it to Friday.
I thought we changed it to the 10th or something. Because the thing is, I mean, we can keep working on little things, So I don't know, do we want to set an actual hard deadline, or when exactly were we going to start the evaluation?
Well, that's the problem because Steve hasn't given us any details.
I guess we can still come up with like test cases or whatever for the people and just come up with scenarios.
That's true.
That sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward.
I'm sure we can do that in like a meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
true. Just brainstorm. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, we had the deadline as Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we'll just set Monday.
Yeah.
And that will give us the whole
weekend.
I've got my DNLG presentation.
It's good enough to know. But yeah, Monday. Monday, and I mean, we could. Should we make up Monday? Or.
we'll probably have to talk to Steve at some point as well, I think.
Yeah.
We'll probably just have a regular Tuesday meeting with them. Like, we can send them an email, but I don't know if he's around.
Yeah.
He's out on this week, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think that's why we can have that meeting.
Maybe it's just the day with them.
Yeah.
Send an email, it'll be really good.
Yeah, that's true. Although, do we really want the answer?
Yeah.
So if you don't ask, we push it off.
Exactly, yeah. At the end, we'll say, you know, you never gave us any test subjects.
What, so he's supposed to give us test subjects?
Well, sort of, that's how I understand.
He said he would try.
He would make something up.
Okay.
Yeah, find some people, that's how I understood it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know.
Cause we're gonna make an email, and I'll see.
Right, yeah. We're looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
Yes. I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they have time. Start spreading people.
Well, they're gonna use,
they
are
friends, so
they
should
send
perception projects and things like that.
Yeah,
it's probably gonna take time, it's
only
gonna be hard down.
Yeah. Yeah, actually some other friends of mine in different programs might be more willing, have more of a break. So maybe get a range of types of people involved, like now, like highly
computer,
like
not, well, they will be,
you know, Linux literate.
They'll have to be,
I think that might be good as well.
Mm.
Sort of wider range
so
of people.
So how many people are we here to try and...
I'm just thinking like 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking of like 10.
No.
Forever. I didn't even analyze the results.
Yeah,
no.
Like the thing that I did an ETI course a while ago, and it's just, that's what they, you know, there's 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. That was fine. And you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
How can you get a range of people if you have 3?
Yeah, one computer scientist.
One master.
And one dude off the
street. Yeah, one's supposed to be a woman, one's
supposed
to be a man, and one. Physical.
Maybe we should just have 2.
Yeah. But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. If he finds the people.
Another thing,
we have the
presentation on like in 1.5 weeks or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks.
Oh, it's 2. Yeah,
two,
it's 2 weeks
today.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I thought evaluation maybe for the report. So that's
the
25th.
Oh, right.
That's
what
I
understand.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
so it's
not
the.
I thought you said 25th. Even though it's Good Friday.
Good.
It's not
yeah.
Good Friday,
yeah.
That's
Oh, yeah. Easter too.
Wow.
It's
not a Good Friday.
No.
No.
Well, it wasn't originally obvious.
Well, I'm sure on the website it says Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives us 2 days to do the
report.
Now we've got the evaluation.
Well, you
yeah,
know,
okay.
The question is, do we need the evaluation for the presentation?
I didn't think so necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him.
We should definitely ask him. Because if not, then
we should try and have it done by the
Yeah, that's probably
quite
a lot. It's a good target.
Well,
it's a good
yeah, you might be right.
We should aim to finish by Monday, this Monday coming. A week no, yeah, well basically for Tuesday. Start the evaluation. Pretty much mm-hmm. Straight away,
and then
yeah, and then get out.
Because we need to write a presentation as well.
We need to write a report
and
everything.
It's fun. Yeah. It's just funny that yeah, have it finished by Monday. Because after Monday, I'm pretty much free for about a week or so.
Exactly.
It's
<That's
laughs> like we had
yeah,
a bit more time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but I'm free
okay.
Like after.
Oh, the next one. Okay. So yeah. Yeah, I'm free this after this Monday. Well. Oh, what is it? That's easy compared to me. I mean, I'm not even
because I don't have anything.
Yeah.
I can't be 18.
And you must have your research for
college.
Well,
that's in on the
18. Is that in on the 18?
Mm-hmm. What else?
Yeah.
How's yours?
I've not done it till the end.
So,
timeline was in 25th, and that's
okay.
Friday.
Maybe that was us, then, not him.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to Scientist.
Yeah, 3, 6, 24.
Sometimes I'm having a partner in 24, so.
Well, now you can.
End of lectures.
Yeah.
So.
So 24, so.
Anyone fancy writing an email?
Oh, it's actually 24.
Just to ask whether we need to have the evaluation done for the demonstration, or?
That, yeah, and.
We should have it done anyway, okay, yeah. Hopefully, yes.
But it's still important, isn't it?
Is that a part of the demonstration, do they want that information?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you need to know that anyway to prepare a presentation, I guess.
Right.
And, what was the other one? Basically, how's it going with your evaluation before we went on? Have you got people yet for us, or what you're thinking, and when?
Did you say anything about like what he expects of the final report and stuff, like names or?
A few little things, just made some comments at the last meeting, just general, like how it all makes grades, blah, blah, blah.
Do we know, did he ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No, I'd expect somewhere 10 to 15 pages.
And how long for?
Although it's 50% of the mark, I think, isn't it?
But we can write a lot, I mean, I think we should write everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we have a bit of time.
Cause this, I mean, we have interim report of 7 pages, and that's, we can, 7 pages, yeah. We could probably just expand that. I mean, cause it, I mean, a lot of it's gonna be the same thing.
Yeah, just to fine tune and your detail and.
Yeah, and then, I mean, write about the evaluation.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be quite.
Yeah, that could be, yeah, that could easily be like 5 or 6 pages.
I don't think, no, actually, just gonna be.
So, do you wanna write an email then?
Sure.
And, when I get home today, which would be before, before 6:30, I will make that file readable, legible.
Okay, sure, yeah, no big rush.
Well, I will.
Although just to get it out of the way, so. I'm trying to remember to do that tomorrow.
Well, I will need your snippets of code, or if you could, if I had them, by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna ask, at the moment your search window, how's it organized?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim. Do you have the interim stuff? Just, sort of like Google, like thing, and just.
But at the beginning, when you haven't searched yet, is it still divided into two, and the bottom half is just.
Yeah.
Just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as these come up, you should probably.
And then, if you, I don't know, double click on one.
It doesn't do anything yet,
okay.
Like that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was why I was sort of deciding to get the 3 pages in instead of just one. Yeah, so there's a couple of those little things.
This is the icon, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Good for that. Yeah, and makes more sense.
Yeah, maybe you want to do one left click highlights. The result in whatever you've got open.
Okay. Is that how it works in the other ones? In like the other windows, like the various, like,
yeah.
Like in the topic?
Usually one left click, it highlights it, cross highlights everything, I think. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic its behavior, then like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just have this one, does it? So if it's like the topic window or whatever.
No, it's difficult because.
Sorry,
well,
I
you can look
at trace back and figure out what objects they are.
No, that's difficult. Because the transcription window does cross highlighting in a very awkward way.
Yeah.
because it has to find the topic first.
Mm-hmm.
And when you right click on a topic, it pops open the list of meetings that contain that topic. And that works when you left double click on a topic, or a meeting, sorry, then it loads it.
Okay.
So you could take that for loading. So if we have that the same on this one, at least that you, if you double left click, then it loads.
So one left click just highlights.
Highlights, yeah. I mean, obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on here.
Oh, just the item.
But
yeah.
Also highlights.
The transcript or whatever it is.
Actually, it's difficult because. You only ever have one meeting open, and those results will be. Well, I suppose if you have a local search, then it could cross highlight. Because, you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
mm-hmm.
and you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross out anything.
Although, yeah, this is actually different from how we printed up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it, like how I said before, and pop up a list of the various meetings that found those terms. And then we'll either, you know, multi-select or, you know, choose the one we want to actually do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense.
What do you mean
by multi-select? Well, just because there's, like, three of the top meetings, like I said before, language, look at the one word language and get the highest rated ones to actually look for the terms when uploading it on the phone 76.
Mm-hmm.
75
oh, okay.
So the results from that will, you know, narrow down what we're gonna use for the local search. And we'll just do the local search on those ones that we've chosen.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. Okay.
So it will be a bit different from how that is right now. When we do the
well,
local search at least.
In any case, if you left click on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If not, it can't.
Exactly. It should be fairly simple to just get the topics and the summaries from using that text extractor in Europe, right?
Yeah, you also have to
get
the topics. So yeah, you have to get the topics out still in the same
place.
Yeah.
Can you make? Is it very difficult to make another GUI, but only for a global search?
So that we search two different.
Just take that away. The
right.
The local
yeah.
checkbox.
Because
yeah,
Can't for the startup.
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have it.
Yeah, local anyways. Yeah, no, that's easy.
Yeah, would you make that? That'd be
that's
what
great.
You can do. Everything else can just stay the same, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay.
You're going to be able to do a global search for topics.
Yeah, if I make a
just
index.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
good at
that.
Cool.
Well,
I think I'm
going to
bother with that.
Well,
I mean, it's not first priority, maybe, but.
Are we bothering with our topic stuff still? What, or is that sort of done? Like our own topic segment? Like, since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we are still doing our topic segment?
Well,
we'll
say
you are.
Do it enough to make it so we can do some numerical analysis.
But we're not going to be
very least.
We won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics since they don't have labels.
No.
All the label ones.
Yeah.
All the label twos.
Okay. Yeah. Right, yeah. Even if I happen to manage to make it decent keywords, I don't think we can spend you to also come up with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, it would be kind of straightforward. If
yeah,
you're,
yeah.
If you're creating it, so.
Yeah. Like, so it's, yeah. Yeah, I like that stuff as well. I can model it. I did have a look at trying to create XML files. I think I like what I mentioned. I suppose it's as straightforward as writing an XML file, so it's, but it's organizing the segment data that it just looks so complicated to get it from had time last week. So I don't know.
Probably not. I mean, just get more. I think that's what I'm gonna do.
We can just email if we need.